You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Should we all talk
here?
Neutral corner.
Neutral corner time. Neutral corner time.
I'm sure a lot of listeners don't know what neutral corner is.
Yeah, you're tuned into The Wire, which is the current event show. Neutral corner is...
It's something I sort of made up because I got bored of doing this day in history so much. I just get two clips from sort of try to get two different sides, like the two most sort of polarized sides of a given issue.
Today's issue is?
Venezuela. You might have heard that there's some stuff going on over in Venezuela.
There's a few fair things going on.
So I guess instead of just going back through all the sort of complex history, we'll probably just jump into it with this first clip, which is from Tell Us Your English, which is a sort of branch of Telesur, which is the Venezuelan state broadcaster. So, you know, factor that into your listening.
From the headquarters of Telesur English in Quito, Ecuador, I am Stefania Bravo. This is From the South. Today we begin in Venezuela, where the Attorney General is asking for a criminal investigation to be launched into the conduct of opposition head Juan Guaido. AG Tarek William Saab made the announcement a short while ago, saying Guaido had put the country at risk by proclaiming himself as interim president. The AG is also proposing that Guaido is barred from leaving the country and from selling his assets once a probe gets underway. Saab is also requesting that Guaido's bank accounts are frozen as an interim precautionary measure. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro has strongly rejected the United States sanction on state-owned oil company PDVSA, calling it illegal, and he described the CECO company takeover as a robbery.
John Bolton has announced the imposition of a series of measures of so-called sanctions, which are unilateral, illegal, and are against the UN Security Council. They are unilateral, illegal, immoral, and criminal. With these measures, they are trying to steal the CITCO company away from us, a company of all Venezuelans. Be alert, Venezuela. The United States has decided to take the path of robbery of the CITCO company from Venezuela. This is an illegal path. I have given the necessary instructions to the owner of the CITCO company to start the political and legal procedures before the U.S. and international courts to defend the property and wealth of CITCO.
And the Foreign Minister Jorge Arreaza says the United States has proven that it only wants to get its hands on Venezuela's oil. And that's what fueled the U.S.'s support for the attempted coup. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton, in a recent interview on a U.S. media outlet, has said that the U.S. is currently in conversation with major U.S. companies, both in Venezuela and in the U.S. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has also weighed in on the U.S.'s sanctions targeting Venezuela's oil industry. He says Russia will take all necessary steps to support the Nicolas Maduro-led government.
What the United States and their closest allies are doing with regards to Venezuela is, of course, very worrying, crudely violating all norms of international law, and essentially taking a direct course at ousting legal authority in this Latin American nation. Additional information came in today about sanctions applied against Venezuelan oil company, PDVSA, against its North American branch, CITGO. Meanwhile, underlining the cynicism of what is happening, American companies working in Venezuela are exempt from the sanctions, so they want to change the regime and also make a profit from it.
A day after PDVSA was hit with sanctions, the U.S. State Department has given opposition leader Juan Guaido control over some assets of the Venezuelan government. The certification applies to certain property held in accounts by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York or any other U.S. insured accounts. The President of the United Nations General Assembly, Maria Fernanda Espinosa, is calling for urgent political dialogue in Venezuela.
The PGA has been closely following the latest political developments in Venezuela with great concern. Her solidarity is with the people of Venezuela. Ms. Maria Fernanda Espinosa calls upon all relevant parties to find political solutions to the situation to avoid the escalation of tensions and violence and further deaths. The president also calls for urgent political dialogue focused on the need for peace and stability. Ms. Espinosa says that the international community must contribute to a peaceful atmosphere. She acknowledges the mediation offers by different countries to encourage meaningful national dialogue involving all relevant stakeholders in Venezuela as the most effective way to restore the calm, as well as the cooperation needed for the country to work for its people. A peaceful solution in a manner that is consistent with Venezuela's constitution and international law is the only way to ensure the well-being of all Venezuelans.
Yes, so that was Telesur English's From the South talking about recent US sanctions against the Venezuelan oil industry. I mean, I personally am quite skeptical about these sanctions. I was sort of trying to read about them. It was quite complicated. I don't know if I fully understood it, but it was all about sort of, we can still buy Venezuelan oil. The money just can't go to the government. But then the question is, well, where does it go? And you just wonder if it's, in practice, it's just going to get laundered back to the Venezuelan government. And the people who will be benefiting is probably the money laundering banks based in America.
It is a state-run oil company. Mm. So, I mean, with any other, like with a private-owned oil company, it could easily not go back, but perhaps it might just be a misinterpretation.
Because the money's got to go somewhere.
Yeah, it does. Doesn't Venezuela provide roughly a quarter of
America's oil? I mean, that is the sort of big hypocrisy of it all, is that they're one of the top five major oil exporters to the United States. Last year, they sent them an average of 500,000 barrels a day. So when you really look at it that way, you wonder, like, is this really, a big deal? I mean, I'm sure a lot of people, Venezuelan people, are going to get hurt. But just when it comes to actual conflict between Venezuela and the United States, it is sort of mutually beneficial for both Maduro and Trump. They get to sort of bash each other. And it's come at quite a good time for Trump. He's just had to cave on the government shutdown and the wall.
Well, temporarily.
Yeah, but he's still, it was a loss. Still, and for his sort of supporters, Venezuela's almost like a sort of Manchurian candidate thing. It's like you say it to them and their eyes light up.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you like socialism in Venezuela?
Yeah.
So it just does seem almost too convenient for them. And the fact that nothing seems to have actually happened in a concrete sense.
Maduro still has control over the military, which is an interesting thing in terms of holding the power. It does start to ring bells, though, of other American presences in South America in perhaps the past.
It does. I just worry that everyone's too keen for this to be another, Allende sort of...
I think it's too early to jump on these things of, oh, look, it's going to be this all over again. However, I think it's the starts of what could perhaps...
Well, they've not yet assassinated him, have they?
No, which I don't think.
That's probably still to come, isn't it, Ben?
I have my theory about what... The most likely thing I think is going to happen is it'll stagger on for another few years. Then all the kingmakers and power brokers are going to say to Maduro, like, look, mate, you just have the job because Chavez picked you. We're not keeping you around for any particular reason.
Yeah.
Just take the money and run. Go to Cuba or wherever.
Yeah.
And... they'll hold free elections, and I assume the opposition will win. The opposition will almost certainly immediately fall apart because it's a very fragmented group. It's only really united in opposition to the government. And I think they'll fall apart. Then probably the PSUV, which is Maduro's party, will probably get back in. Then they'll probably fall from power. So I am broadly optimistic about it, actually.
Yeah.
Just in a sort of cynical way.
Various countries have taken various sides on this.
Quite confusingly, because you've had Russia and China come out in support of Maduro, but also Turkey.
And Iran, I believe, as well.
I mean, but Turkey's the sort of odd one out, because it's supposed to be quite close to America. Okay.
Yeah. Whereas countries like Mexico and Uruguay have announced that they're they're taking a neutral position.
Didn't we announce
New Zealand,
that?
New Zealand as
Which is, I think, the best.
That's some classic Winston Peters foreign policy, that one.
As Ben's raised, though, it perhaps is too early on for a position to be taken. As if there hasn't been any exponential action in terms of...
Yeah.
But oddly enough is that that Telesur thinks it is a big deal, and this is shared by what we'd think would be their big ideological rival, the broadcaster known as Fox News, which I'm sure we're all familiar with, and that they do agree with them that it's a big deal, but that's about all that they agree on.
the U.S. taking action against the Maduro regime in Venezuela, imposing sanctions on the state-owned oil company. Joining us now, Morgan Ortegas, Fox News contributor and former State Department press officer. Morgan, good morning to you, almost afternoon.
Good morning.
Is this enough pressure on Venezuela? Is this going to bring about the needed change?
I think it's a part of a comprehensive strategy to try to continue to put pressure on Maduro to step down. I mean, that's really what we're looking for at this point. You're talking about billions of dollars yesterday in the sanctions that the Treasury and John Bolton announced. You're talking about billions of dollars in assets that have been frozen. The next step would be for the Americans to try to get the Europeans on board to prevent potentially any sort of financial transactions in the formal financial sector via American and European banks. Why is that important? Well, that's crucially important because when we look back at what happened during the end of the Bush administration, the first term of the Obama administration, as it relates to Iran, with those sanctions, U.S. and European banks paid millions and millions of dollars in fines for violating those sanctions. So the banking community, the financial sector, takes these sort of sanctions incredibly seriously. So there's not one failed swoop action that's going to get Maduro to step down. But it is, I think, a part of a very strong and smart, comprehensive strategy that this administration is not pursuing. I mean, I think it's important to note here, this is not regime change. This is not a coup. This is something that was started by the Venezuelan people, by the National Assembly. This is a part of their constitution that they are legally following here. And a number of countries in the region, including the United States, are supporting the right of the Venezuelan people for democracy to thrive.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin obviously made this announcement yesterday. He joined Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business this morning and made it very clear the objective here. Listen.
There's no question that what we're trying to do is to cut off the money to the regime that should not be in power and make sure that President Guaido has access to funds and has access to the assets of the country and to make sure we protect these assets for the people of Venezuela. If Venezuela wants to continue to sell us oil, which we'd like to buy, that money will go into blocked accounts and will be protected for the people of Venezuela.
Venezuela has the largest oil reserves in the world. The United States is a major destination for that Venezuelan oil.
It's true.
Based on everything we just heard there, Morgan, how does this affect us?
Well, as you can see, the price of oil has bumped up. But if you look holistically at what's going on in the oil markets, and you know this, Sandra, better than anyone, given your days as a business reporter, you know, we're seeing, of course, a slowdown in China, slowdown in demand. And I think most oil analysts are signaling that there's enough supply on the market that we're not going to see a huge increase there. But I think, again, it's important to note here, what do China and what do Russia do? At this moment, the Chinese are holding a ton of the Venezuelan debt. They clearly have a vested financial interest here. And so for me, the big question is, do the Maduro financial backers, do they try to offset these sanctions to try to protect him and to keep him in power? And what's crucially important over this next week is, what do the Europeans do? I was incredibly disappointed to see the Europeans call for more elections and call for, instead of calling for Maduro, just to completely step down and recognizing the constitutionally approved interim president, Guaido. And for the Europeans not to take that step to join the Americans is frustrating. When you see the reason why we're in the place we are is because there hasn't been legitimate elections in Venezuela. So calling for elections just gives Maduro an opportunity to rig them once again. The Europeans need to step up here.
Well, John Bolton making it very clear in this announcement yesterday that all options are on the table. Morgan, this is something
good.
Go ahead. Final thoughts.
No, I mean, good. All options should be on the table. This, again, is not even American led. This is something that's led by the people of Venezuela, and it's something that is led by the region. And it's a very, very smart strategy by the administration to look at all options. It can't just be sanctions. You have to have every option on the table, no matter how hard they are, in order to ensure democracy and freedom thrive in a country that has been decimated by socialists, where people are starving in the streets.
Morgan Ortegas, thank you.
Fired up today.
All right. See you again back here soon in studio.
Thanks, Sandra.
I mean, you know, people make fun of the kind of propaganda in countries like North Korea and things, and they go, so ridiculous. And then you got that. I mean, good Lord.
I don't know. I mean, the stuff in North Korea is pretty out there.
Oh, so. And that's not.
It is.
Sorry.
But it's, but slight standard.
I mean, the North Korea stuff is like he makes the sunrise.
Yeah,
in the morning.
Okay. Well, anyway, back to Venezuela.
Yeah, I think one thing that was in that clip was it said that Guaido was the constitutionally approved interim president, which I don't.
As far as I understand the constitution, it's only if, say, Maduro had like a heart attack or something, if he was medically incapacitated.
Unless, yeah.
But then you can say, well, I'm sure it's not constitutional to sort of dissolve an elected assembly, which he did in 2015.
Yeah, there's much debate about last year's elections as well in terms of
much people sort of barred from participating.
Yeah, barred from participating, people boycotted them as well. So is it really a fair election?
Yeah.
Which I think was one of the issues that was raised against Maduro. However, does it still mean that...
Well, then you've got to go back to the point that is it then America's place to decide in another country's...
Well, but Venezuela did decide, and then Maduro said, never mind that, I'm overriding you.
That is true. However, that still
then
doesn't...
Then why is it America's place to then come in and...
Well, why is it America's place to stop the Holocaust? And, you know, do you want to get into this game? Or do you want to get into this game?
I think it's a very different issue, though.
Well, it's fundamentally one of human rights. At what point can you step in and
that's
say,
true, but do you think enough has happened so far to warrant stepping in?
Not as a sort of military intervention level, but if they want to chuck a few dollars to the opposition, I don't see how that's massively immoral.
But I guess I think, well, they have a vested interest because of the oil supply.
Yeah.
And so I think we perhaps need to question then what their motive for stepping in is. It's like, are they stepping in to prevent a human rights issue, or are they stepping in to guarantee that they have free passage to their oil?
But the thing is they aren't
stepping
that, then
in. Shouldn't they end the sanctions on the country? That's what's causing a lot of...
That's true, although they're, from what Ben said about the sanctions, they're still interested in receiving oil. They're just not interested in paying Maduro for
most
the oil.
Of the previous sanctions affect people in government.
Mm.
Mm. Anyway, I think the interesting point raised how it probably is just Trump trying to
rally the troops,
his base, and say, well, look, me, I'm standing up to this socialist country.
I think it is a big power move in terms of the fact that he wants to, as you said, after the loss of the government shutdown. He needs to prove it, and as you said, Venezuela is a trigger country in terms of it. It's referred to as everyone's example for a socialist paradise or whatever. They're always like, oh well, the socialists have failed there. However, I think it's arguable that it hasn't really been socialist for a long time.
No, I mean, it's like, even if you're one of the people who thinks socialism was when the government owns everything, that's not what has happened in Venezuela. Private industry is still a larger employer than the public sector. But like I said, that is one, again, the things you get a weird agreement with between the sort of Telesur people and the Fox News, that it is actually a socialist country. When you actually look at the way the economy is run, it's more just a sort of typical social democracy without much democracy.
Yeah, which doesn't leave socialism behind, it just leaves kind of a bit of a mess.
No. And one thing I am seeing is that everyone's sort of coming out and saying, well, this guy, Guaido, he's a fascist and he's a sort of horrible right winger. And I mean, he is part of, you know, Socialist International, which again, you say that's not, that's the international body, which includes the Labour Party.
Yeah.
And you say, well, that's not socialist, but it's still hardly a sort of strong right wing.
Yeah.
And he has been sort of backed by Bolsonaro in Brazil, and people have a lot of legitimate concerns about Bolsonaro. But like I said before, Maduro is still being backed by Russia, which is a pretty sort of
horrible
dictatorship.
China as well. Let's Turkey. Not forget on the left wing that there are things happening in China that perhaps we shouldn't be supporting.
It just becomes one of those horrible things when everyone sort of rushes to judgment and it becomes a sort of polar, you know, do you support this or that? Which I think people should try to avoid.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.